found is when that disappeared, all the escort industry in Orlando disappeared because advertising is the lifeblood for escort industry. They can't function without some form of advertisements.
The Orlando Weekly has published many reports critical of the MBI over the years and claims in a statement that the arrests are, quote, an outrageous abuse of process and an attempt to censor the First Amendment rights of a newspaper that has reported critically on the Metropolitan Bureau of Investigation. Glenn Caton is the director of the Central Region Office for the ACLU of Florida.
Depending on if there's evidence to support that, then yeah, that could go into kind of a, it would be similar, I guess, to a prosecutorial misconduct argument. And if the department was going after the Weekly because of the stories it has done in the past, then sure, that would be a huge concern that there is persecution going on against the press, which, you know, obviously it's the one of the ACLU's biggest issues is supporting freedom of the press. And if the Weekly was being persecuted for its stories, then that would be a very big ACLU issue.
But the MBI's Zamboro said that last week's arrests were made because Orlando Weekly did not respond to the MBI's recent warnings by rejecting the questionable ads like they did in 1996. He claims that the fact that the MBI did not bring charges then is evidence that last week's arrests are not retribution against Orlando Weekly for its critical reporting.
However, this time they just flung the, you know, thumbed their noses at us and didn't take any action. And we're not going to let anybody go ahead and, you know, openly promote prostitution. I mean, that's what they were doing. We made them aware of it, and they weren't going to take any action. You know, they're an alternative newspaper. So, I mean, what they do is, you know, they're critical of the police in general. So we're not concerned about what they say about us, believe me. I know that they're going to be negative about us, but, you know, the bottom line is they violated the law, and we charge them with it.
A June 1st, 2007 letter from the MBI to the parent company of the Orlando Weekly, the Times Shamrock Communications Alternative Newsweekly Group, claims that the Orlando Weekly has gained $900,000 from the adult services section of the classified ads that is, quote, being clearly used by prostitution services. In addition, the letter said that the Orlando Weekly has earned nearly $1.5 million in revenue from another section of the classified ads and requested that the newspaper, quote, establish additional controls to make it more difficult for prostitution services to use the certified massage section. Undercover officers posed as prostitutes in order for the MBI to gather evidence against Orlando Weekly, according to Zamboros.
During that course, we had two female agents again go undercover and just blatantly told them that we're prostitutes, that this is what we want to do, this is what we offer. And what we had is we had the advertisement staff for the Orlando Weekly cover for our escorts, like say we'll put your name in here in certain ways so that the police wouldn't be able to find it. There's no doubt that they should have known that there were prostitutes, but they helped them with their business.
The ACLU's Caton said that if the MBI charges are accurate, the Orlando Weekly or its classifieds employees might be criminally liable.
One of the stories I read said that the MBI had no doubt that the people taking the ads were aware that the ads were being taken by supposed prostitutes. So if you read between the lines there, I mean, what they're saying is that they had people posing as prostitutes taking the ads. And if that's the case, then if there really is evidence to support that, then there probably is criminal liability, but, you know, it remains to be seen if there really is any evidence to support that.
Sherry Smith is the publisher of Creative Loafing, the alternative newsweekly in Tampa. She did not know the policy of Orlando Weekly, but said that Creative Loafing doesn't accept ads for illegal services.
No, we really haven't had any complaints or calls from the Tampa police. I don't really know what the policies are in Orlando. Our policy is to definitely not accept any advertising for illegal products or services. Well, definitely if somebody said, I'm in the business of prostitution, we would not accept their advertising.
Caton said that the ACLU disagrees with the criminalization of sex between consenting adults.
In terms of the ACLU's position on the idea that they're going after this activity in the first place, it's kind of silly that they would be infringing just on the general right of, you know, individuals' privacy, because people's private sexual conduct is their own business. Obviously, we're talking about consenting adults here, and that's no place for the police to be trying to punish people as long as the people involved are consenting adults.